Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come again together and praise your holy name. And we do praise you. We praise you for every chance you've given each and every one of us, calling us by your Spirit. We thank you for that. We do not take it for granted, Father. Lead us in wisdom tonight, Father. Your Spirit is welcome here. Your Spirit is welcome here. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. I never told Rich I might use 3 or 4 Bibles up here. He made this for me. Richard made, and look how it's pretty, huh? And Lacey fits right here. She does. She fits just right. Yeah, I was going to say, for the next week, huh? For the next week. Praise the Lord. Let's go over to Acts. Let's go to the book of Acts. Let's start there. It's always funny because, like, I'll see Dad. Often, I didn't see him this morning, but oftentimes I'll see him Saturday, and he says, okay, what's Holy Spirit telling you to preach on? I don't know yet. There's lots of things. There's no telling. And it really is how the Lord works. Because I get lots of sermons, and they're mostly for me. And then he finally tells me the one he wants me to share. I never, like I said, never do as good a job preaching as he does. But that's all right. Go to Acts chapter 2. We're going to start in verse 36. Now Peter's talking to the Jews there in Jerusalem. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know. Let them know, assuredly, that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. He was telling them. He was making no doubts about it that Jesus was the Messiah. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. When the Holy Spirit draws you to this saving knowledge of Jesus, you'll be cut to the heart. And that's a good thing. That's okay. And they were cut to the heart. And they said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, they said, men and brethren, what should we do? We crucified him. We know who he is, and we killed him. What do we do? And Peter said to them, repent. Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to read that in the Amplified. Peter answered them. He said, repent. Change your views and your purpose to accept the will of God in your inner selves. See, now we know when we accepted Jesus, the Holy Spirit came inside of us and sealed us until the day of redemption. Okay, he lives inside of us. Okay. The Holy Spirit's living inside of us. But I still say, Jesus is Jesus. The Holy Spirit's inside of you. And we do need to repent with this definition in mind. Change your views and your purpose to accept the will of God in your inner selves instead of rejecting it. I was talking to Jim yesterday a little bit, and the Lord spoke to me about advancing the kingdom. Advancing the kingdom. to really advance the kingdom, I got to crucify my flesh. I've got an inner will that don't always line up with what God wants. And see, my flesh will rise up and say, well, what I want ain't bad. It's a good thing. It's not an evil thing. But if I'm going to change my views, I got to change them and bring them into submission to what God's will is. Because that's the only way I'll ever advance the kingdom. And I was talking to Jim. If we're going to advance the kingdom, it's got to start inside of me first. See, it's got to be an inside deal first. That's why when I was reading these chapters, it was so good because I know this isn't, you know, he was speaking to the Jews, but change my views and my purpose and accept the will of God in my inner self. If I'm going to advance the kingdom, I got to get God's will in my inner self. Does that make sense? Because then when that thought arises that will not advance the kingdom, I can take it captive. And I can get lined up with what God's saying and I'll advance the kingdom. And I've been preaching, you know, that it's so critical now for us to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. But, you know, and my whole point is I want to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit so I can obey. And then through my obedience, I'm showing my love of God. Okay, that's how. But God said, I know you love me, Monty. Now advance the kingdom. That's making sense? See, I'm not saying any of these steps are wrong, but we got to advance the kingdom. And each and every one of you, with Christ inside of you, is advancing the kingdom. So you're called to a purpose, and that purpose is to advance the kingdom. Yes, there's specific things and stuff, but guess what? They all advance the kingdom. It's either advancing the kingdom within myself, it's advancing the kingdom with my wife, it's advancing the kingdom with my children, it's advancing the kingdom with y'all, it's advancing the kingdom with my patience. Because that's what we're called to do, see? For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. You know those that are far off? You know who that is? That's us. He was talking about all us. See, it's not just to, Peter's telling them, it's not just to y'all. It's to those afar off. It's to us now. See, the Holy Spirit, it's for us now. And He's the one that's going to line us up in our inner selves to advance the kingdom. Amen. We're going to build upon this a little bit. Like I said, I wish I could preach as good as it was preached to me. But I'm going to try anyway. The Jews were about the law and keeping the law. And they were so tied up in the law they didn't recognize the Messiah. Right? But when they recognized that Jesus was the Messiah, they were cut. And we can go over there to Romans 2 just for a second, just to expand upon this a little bit. And I've preached on this before. Lots of folks have preached on this. I'm gonna do 28 and 29. Romans 2, 28 and 29. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is an outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart. See, they got their circumcision of the heart when they were cut, when they recognized who Jesus was. And I'm telling you, that's where our circumcision has to be to line up with the will of God. See, our heart has to be ready to just submit quickly to ultimately advance the kingdom. Go to Matthew 11:2. This is going to come together. Like I said, it was good. When it was preached to me, it was good. We've studied this scripture before. Matthew 11, verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. We know that scripture, right? I'm going to read it in the Amplified too. From the days of John the Baptist till the present time, the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assault, and the violent men seize it by force. As a precious prize, a share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. That'll tell it, huh? Now, this is my third one. In the New Living, the NLT, New Living Translation. That's what it says. And from the time of John the Baptist began preaching until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing. It's been forcefully advancing, and violent people are attacking it. Understand, we're the violent ones on the attack. See, we're seizing it. We're laying hold of Christ because he laid hold of me, right? Amen. We're laying hold of it. And so then we're called to advance the kingdom, see? And I'm telling you, let's break it down to this region. The kingdom of God is advancing in this region. And we've seen it. We've seen it with signs, miracles, wonders. We've seen it with healings. We've seen it with more people coming to salvation. And praise God for it. That's advancing the kingdom. That's advancing the kingdom. And see, the Holy Spirit's going to continue to advance the kingdom with power, with signs, with wonders. But I think it was important tonight for us to... That end goal is advancing the kingdom. That's what we're called to do here. He chooses to use us in that way. See, everybody says, you know, and you remember when Jesus told him, he said, Peter, now, I'm going to build this church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That's in Matthew 16. And a lot of folks will take it as, you know, we're building this city, and it's a gated city that we're building. But that's not how that reads. See, we're the ones advancing, and it's the gates of hell that won't prevail against us. You understand? We're taking the gates. We're knocking them down, see. There's lots of strongholds in this community. They're going to be knocked down. They're being knocked down, see. And guess what? People are being saved. People are being healed. People are having joy who didn't have joy for a long time. But it's violent folks that take it by force. That means we got to be violent. I don't mean violent with the folks. Guys, we battle not flesh and blood. We ain't battling flesh and blood, but I will absolutely be violent with the evil one. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. So that's how I'm going to be violent. See? That's how those scriptures meld together. Okay. Let's go to Galatians 3. Galatians 3. I'm going to start in 1. I'm going to read 1 through 9. Oh, foolish Monty. Oh, foolish Galatians. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? So you knew I'd tie faith into this. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? See, advancing the kingdom isn't about a bunch of rules. It's not about, you know, going to Sunday school, and then going to church Sunday, and go to Sunday night, and then go Wednesday, and then Now, I'm not saying that's bad. Don't get me wrong. If that's what you're called to do, do it. But it's about, through faith, hearing the voice of God and responding. It's by faith taking that thought captive, making it submissive to Christ, and advancing the kingdom in yourself. See. It's about taking that thought captive when your wife moves something that she shouldn't have moved. Never. It should have been moved, huh, Earl? It wasn't in the right spot. That's right. You have to take that thought captive. Because if I'm going to advance the kingdom, I can't get sideways with her putting that envelope on there when I had it where I wanted it. Because does it matter? Because here it is. Praise God. It wasn't in the trash. Right? Right. Guys, it's in the littlest things. See, we could advance the kingdom just in that moment where you say, oh, thank you, love. There it is. I advanced the kingdom in my household. Right that moment, I advanced the kingdom in my household. My children didn't get yelled at. Mommy Monster didn't come out. Everything was good. Right? Right? We advanced the kingdom. Oh, she will later, don't worry. But understand, guys, it is in those smallest moments. Those smallest moments when your flesh rises up. She shouldn't have moved that. Why were you even in the Land Cruiser? Why were you there? You don't drive that. You see what I mean, though? Guys, it really is those smallest times. It's those smallest times, see? That's when you advance the kingdom. Because let me tell you something, if God can trust you with those smallest times, He'll trust you when you get the phone call to go witness somebody dying. See, everybody thinks that witnessing to a dying man who receives salvation, who's in heaven now, they think that's advancing the kingdom. Here, you put it on a wall, look how nice. Ooh, pretty. It's just as important to advance the kingdom with your wife. It is, and I'll tell you something, it might be more important. I'm serious, I'm just saying. I'm just being honest, guys. Because, you know, it really is, it's that small acts of obedience and obedience and obedience. And pretty soon, you know, He continues to use you because he trusts you with all these different things. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. I blow it plenty of times. I put the kingdom in reverse sometimes. Lord, forgive me. But that's when I need to repent and change my inner self. I've got to go back to that scripture and say, etch a sketch. Shake it up. Get that second chance up there and say, okay, Lord. You know, Sarah, forgive me for what I was thinking. I didn't say it because we've been married long enough. I didn't say it. I learned this much. But really, guys, it really is. It's all those, I'm just saying. It's so true. Let me finish this. It's so good. Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, therefore know that only those who are of faith, those that are of faith, are sons of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, praise God, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. Let me read this to you. 8 and 9 in the Amplified. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify, declare righteous, put in right standing with himself the Gentiles, in consequence of faith, proclaim the gospel, foretelling the glad tidings of a Savior long beforehand to Abraham in the promise, saying, if you shall, in you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Now listen to this. You guys are going to like this. So then those who are people of faith, those who are people of faith, those who are people of faith, okay, that's us, are blessed and they're made happy. You want to be blessed? You want to be made happy? Be of faith.
Because I'll tell you something. When you're of faith, you're advancing the kingdom. And you're blessed and happy.
And you're favored by God as partners in fellowship.
See, he could advance the kingdom all his own. I mean, he could. He could just root. But he chose us to be a tool. He chose us as the bride. He chose us to be partners with Jesus in this fellowship to advance the kingdom.
So I just like that in the Amplified. With the believing and the trusting of Abraham.
We used to, in the tent meeting, we'd sing. In Montana, we had tent meetings. And they were really good. And all the kids would get all excited. Because he'd sing, Father Abraham had many sons. And many sons had Father Abraham. I'm one of them. And so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. And then they'd start doing a dance, right? And they'd do a little dance. And man, my kids weren't born yet. But man, I watched those kids. They were so excited. They were so excited. And I think back and I say, Lord, I pray that all those little kids are now grown-ups of faith. Blessed and happy and favored. See, I don't know what made me think of that, but I let my right side of my brain go to that vision, and I flowed, and I went with it. That's from the Bible study. See, that's I did it. Those of faith are blessed and made happy. Okay, I'm almost done. Oh man, I'm doing good. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 6, one of my favorite chapters in Hebrews. And once again, I'm going to read 1 through 9. Chapter 6, 1 through 9. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, I've preached on this, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptism, of laying on to the hands, of the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. Whoo! And this we will do if God permits. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift, and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit, that's us, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of this age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinks in the rain that often comes on it and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated receives blessings from God. But if it bears thorns and briars, it's rejected, near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. Okay, when the preacher preaches that, everybody's like, oh. That means when I mess up, I crucify Jesus again, and I'm in trouble, I'm going to get burned. Let me let you in on a secret. The only time you really crucify Jesus again, if you've absolutely just flat forgotten what got you to where you're at. And the fact that you even think what I just told you means you hadn't done it. I promise that. Does that make sense? If you care at all, you ain't in this category. In fact, I believe, and I know some better scholars than me don't agree, but I believe Paul wrote this, but that's my thing. But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Absolutely. Yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. Just because you make a mistake doesn't mean you're crucifying Jesus again. Because the Holy Spirit convicts you, see. And he changes you. And he makes you want different things. Because understand me, I'm not standing up here saying perfection is the absolute goal. Because we're not going to attain it here. But I'm going to tell you that perfection is the standard. Understand what I'm saying? Hear what I'm saying? Perfection can't be my goal. It's unattainable to me. God has to be my goal. She got it. See, my standard is Jesus. And he, in the Bible study, it was so good what he said. Because he said, you know, we fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We don't fix our eyes on the problem. I can't fix my eyes on my downfall. I got to fix my eyes on Christ. See, I got to fix my eyes on advancing the kingdom. See, Jesus was crucified back here so that I can advance the kingdom. There's no other crucifixion needed in here. Back here. He did it. which now empowers me to advance the kingdom. And it's only through him that I can. And now we get to be blessed. And we get to receive these things that accompany salvation. And it's through faith. It is through faith. You won't ever get around that in here. Because as you believe, so it'll be. It's just the truth. So you can believe for blessings. You can believe for favor. And it'll come. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Doesn't mean there's not going to be stuff happening. It's not going to be, there's going to be troubles. There's not going to be, there are enemies, there are giants in the land. And as I'm advancing the kingdom, those giants try to get in my way. Now that said, the weapons of my warfare are not carnal. They're mighty in God. They pull down strongholds. It doesn't say I beat against the gates of hell. I beat against the stronghold and they just never move and I just beat, and they never move. No, he says the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The gates of hell will not prevail against God's church. We're pulling down strongholds. We're advancing the kingdom in this region. But remember, it starts within ourselves. It starts within ourselves. Everybody wants to, you know, jump to the cool stuff. I don't know what else to call it. But it's ever, yeah. But it's in yourself, see. And it's in your inside out. It truly is. A walk with God is above, down, inside out. See, I got to get it here through the Holy Spirit. And I got to get it straight inside myself. I've got to. My inner self, right? That's what it talked about. Changing my inner self. See, it really spoke to me. I went to that scripture, changing the inner self. It's him who has to do it. But then I have to choose to go along then, see. That's that changing part. I choose to change. I choose to change. And I'll continue to choose to change. Some things come quickly. Some not so quickly. But it doesn't mean we're not advancing. Because the testing of our faith produces patience. Allow patience to have its perfect work, that we be mature and lacking nothing. But all through those scriptures in James, we're advancing the kingdom. So be encouraged. Be encouraged wherever you're at. Wherever you're at. Don't make any difference. You're advancing the kingdom. Be encouraged. In every situation, every problem, in every circumstance, understand you're advancing the kingdom in that circumstance, in that problem, in that issue of life, you're advancing the kingdom. You're advancing the kingdom. God has put you in that position to advance the kingdom. Choose well. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for speaking your word to us, Father. Father, thank you for giving us divine vision, divine revelation, and how you want us to advance the kingdom in this region, Father. Help us to do that moment by moment, day by day, Father. Being sensitive to your spirit, Father. Lead us, guide us, and direct us. Bless these folks as they go about their week. Speak clearly to them, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.